This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I admire his enthusiasm. It's an exciting event here. Reverend, go ahead, please.
All right. I think that the release of UFO information would change the ethics and the divisions in our culture. I don't know that it would be in the way that I would like in the end of the day, but I think it needs to happen. And if the Brookings report, what, in 1960, was it?
61.
Says, whatever you do, don't let the truth about UFOs out because society will collapse. Well, I think society collapses without ethics. And right now, the basic rules are that no religion can have a dominant voice in our culture, that all religions are of equal value, which means if your religion teaches vengeance, that's your right. And if your religion teaches turn the other cheek, and love your enemy, that's fine for you too. Who's to say which view is better? And so there is no real guiding ethics for our children, and the teachers in the school, by and large, are not permitted by the Supreme Court of giving that kind of guidance, at least not in any religious way, and they're certainly not allowed to talk about God. What we have is basically a godless culture.
Well, now that's not necessarily true, okay? There are those selected that today in American public schools are permitted to discuss their God, but not the Christian God or the Jewish God. And I'll let it to your imagination to decide who I'm talking about.
Yeah, but the thing that's mentioned here before we go on, why should that matter? We have freedom of religion in this country.
We've got mostly freedom from religion. Okay, basically the scientific world that I talked about, what, an hour ago or more, that my theology professor professed that basic beliefs like the resurrection of Jesus have been discounted by modern science. We can't believe that stuff anymore. Granted, there are Christians who go on believing it in spite of science, but I think that Richard Dawkins is a good scientific model for you to keep in mind, who represents the erosion of religious belief in Western culture as a whole. And when religious belief erodes, the ethics that came with that religion erodes with it. And so I think what we're looking at now is what Don called moral relativism. Absolutely. There is no one that is given the authority to say what our modern morals should be. And so you do what you can get away with, and if it isn't like, then you may get something like the women's movement that'll challenge what some guys are doing and hope they can get a law passed that'll give them the right to hang the perpetrators or whatever. So it really is reduced from being ethical standards in life to simply pass a law, get as much muscle as you can behind your political views so that you can get things done your way.
People, why don't we get past the politics here? I'm more concerned with the mysteries that we're confronting, because we can have different opinions on politics, and you know, unfortunately, in the society, it is so heavily polarized that if someone perceives you as being too liberal, they'll freak. They perceive you as being too conservative, they'll freak. And I'll just give you one comment. Years ago, the consciousness of the conservative, former Senator Barry Goldwater, would go out with George McGovern, quintessential liberal. They were lifelong friends. They would go out, they would have friendly debates about their philosophies, and people would accept it and enjoy the fact that you have two gentlemen who were smart, who, as politicians go, relatively honest, and it was fascinating to hear them. I heard them. Nowadays, you can't do that. Because if you put them in the same room, they'll be ready to kill each other.
You're dealing with nothing but rage and anger. I'm not sure where that rage and anger necessarily comes from.
Let me comment that both conservatives and liberals dislike me. okay, whatever that may mean.
Well, for whatever it's worth, Barry, I like you.
Thank you, Don.
I like you, too, so, you know, let's just keep it there.
Yeah, but here's what I believe. The government doesn't understand how much keeping UFO information from the culture has helped the culture collapse in the way in which you've just described it, okay? And the polarization that we have now is, I think, the result of the collapse of the values in the culture. And this collapse has been brought about in good part because of the advancement of modern science and religion shrinking more and more into the closet, and everything else has come out. And I believe that if UFO information were released, yes, there'd be a shock. Yes, there'd be a huge shock in the religious community. But in fact, there isn't a single religious community. There's multiples. Eventually, they would be shaken up, and they'd have to, I think, begin to take ethics seriously in the culture in relation to modern science, which is creating problems for us right and left, Facebook just being the latest in the news.
Let's do a mind experiment for just a second, okay? Let us say that next week, Monday, the United States government, a spokesman, were to come forward and admit the reality of extraterrestrials that are here on Earth. Now, that would be an electrifying, a shocking announcement. I'll lay you $10 to $1,000. $10 to $1,000. That immediately, all across the country, there would be people screaming on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else, every other social media, my God, it's a false flag operation. We are so consumed today with conspiracies, conspiracy talk, conspiratorial thinking, that even if the United States government were to come out with the absolute, unvarnished, 1,000,000% truth, there would be a large majority that would say, well, what are they hiding? Why would they make this announcement? What's going on behind the scenes? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And the government's brought this on themselves. They've been lying for the past 70 years, especially religious people that trusted this lie. All of a sudden, the credibility of the government becomes pretty much zero.
Let me ask you a question, though, which occurs to me every time we talk about religion and UFOs.
Okay.
What if E.T. lands in public and they communicate with us and we assume they would learn English, whatever they look like, and they say, you know, all that stuff that went on in the Bible, that was us, and we don't have a religion. There is no extraterrestrial religion. We don't believe in that stuff. How do we react to it?
Well, I'd say there's a lot of panic in seminaries. I mean, why not? In my second book, I have an imaginary alien named Zorg, and I bring him in different points. And, you know, I have him saying things such as you just said occasionally, or that we put Jesus on earth on purpose because we felt you needed to learn to live peacefully. And if you read the Sermon on the Mount, you'll see what Jesus' intention was and what our intention was. And you guys don't seem to be doing it now. So we've decided to land and take over military style, and we're in charge now, something like that.
For those of you who are familiar with the name Zorg, Zorg was a villain in the movie The Fifth Element.
Thank you. In any case, Zorg shows up in my book, and he could be a villain. You don't know. And that's part of the problem. Even if we'll say a landing took place and the president took him to the White House and had him interviewed from the Oval Office or something like that, you know, how would you know Zorg's telling the truth and all that? There's no escaping the problem of deception, even when you go to the alien level. Jesus, you know, in his ministry would do various miracles, heal people. And his enemies said that he healed by the power of the devil or that he had a demon in him.
We got more to come. We're going to talk about that and Zorg. All right? I used to think E.T. must be named Orthon. Reverend Downing, Mr. Ecker, and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we return to the lore of Zorg from the Fifth Element, Bruce Willis, Mila Jovovich, and she, of course, you know, she's not a bad actress, actually.
And she's not bad on the eyes, either.
Not bad on the ears is After the Paracast, our special podcast that comes with the Paracast Plus. The Paracast Plus also includes a version of this show free of the network ads. All that starts at $1.49 a week. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. Reverend, go on, please.
Okay, one of the things that is in my book, as I said, is a chapter dealing with the Roman Catholic Church. One of the interesting stories comes from Daniel Sheehan. You may know him. He's an attorney who served several high-profile cases involving the Constitution. He represented the New York Times in the Pentagon Papers case. And he was asked to assist in preparing a briefing paper for President Carter in regard to UFOs in January 1977. At the time, he was employed as chief counsel for the United States Jesuit headquarters in Washington, D.C. He got the idea of contacting the Vatican Library, seeking access to that section of the Vatican Library where the information about UFOs and extraterrestrial intelligence was. And much to our surprise, he says, about 2 weeks later, we got a letter back saying no, that we couldn't have access to this. We were shocked. This was the United States headquarters for the Jesuit order. Sheehan sent another letter saying he would abide by all the Vatican restrictions. He received a second letter, also denying him access. This is quoted from the book Unacknowledged by Stephen Greer. I would say that in addition to all the stuff going on in the media and saying it's a black flag thing and so on, pretty soon, at least within 2 or 3 days, somebody would make their way to the Vatican and ask the Pope for a statement. And my guess is that the Vatican has known all along that UFOs are there and that they're real and that they're from another world. Why wouldn't the Vatican have released this information before now? I suspect that it doesn't really fit with Vatican theology, and I suspect it has exactly to do with the fact that they believe many of the miracles in the Bible were done by high-tech aliens and not some type of supernatural power. And a lot of Catholic theology is built around the idea of the supernatural. So my guess is that would be the first challenge the Pope would have to take, which is to make some kind of statement about whether or not he thinks that the aliens were involved in the development of the biblical religion at all. Were they involved in any of the Catholic miracles, like the appearance at Fatima in October of 2017? A woman by the name of Ann Druffel has written an article about the Fatima experience in the Encyclopedia of Extraterrestrial Encounters, The Miracle at Fatima, on page 190 in that book. And it basically sounds like a UFO or flying saucer. It's a disc-shaped object spinning. I would say if the Fatima event had happened in 2017, which is the 100th year anniversary, 50,000 people were supposedly there to see it. My guess would be if 50,000 people saw it today, 49,000 people would say there was a flying saucer. The other 1,000 people would say they don't believe in flying saucers. So that's my sense of where the Fatima story would go if the landing, or rather the announcement, took place, as Don suggested, this coming Monday. So how would the Catholic Church come down in terms of dealing with whether or not the idea of the supernatural has to be discarded and replaced by a more nuanced view, maybe of modern physics? That's one of the things I'd be interested to see. My Protestant brothers, I'm afraid to say, are nowhere near ready to deal with this kind of question, unfortunately.
And of course, there are many other religious denominations and sects that also very well might have a major problem or even meltdown with a disclosure, undeniable disclosure that there's a reality here. And you know, Dr. Downing, there are a number of other possibilities what this phenomenon may be. Now, earlier in the show, I had mentioned the end of the last ice age. We've talked about that very briefly, but we truly don't know. We don't know what may have been here 12 or 14 or 15,000 years ago. There was a major event that caused a massive climate change all over the planet, at that time. The oceans rose. Probably billions of tons of water entered the ocean. New lands were uncovered. Old lands were covered up. What if there had been some type of advanced human culture that was able, at least in part, to escape the devastation, and that, in fact, in part, may be part of what we're witnessing today? There's another possibility. At the end of the Second World War, we civilians don't truly know the extent of German technology, Nazi technology. They were working on some truly advanced technology at that time, aeronautical technology. There have been a lot of stories that have come out, have surfaced over the years, that they, in fact, were working on disc-shaped craft. With that being said, there's one other possibility, and this has also become a topic of conversation in UFOs, the possibility of interdimensional incursions into this reality. Have you taken a look at any of those possibilities?
Yes, Chapter 11 in my book deals with that.
I better get a copy of that book, huh?
Yeah, right. And so, you know, the Chapter 11 is entitled Advanced Physics, UFOs, and Biblical Interpretation. That's Chapter 11. And basically, you have what looked like interdimensional action on the part of Jesus after his resurrection. You know, in one story in John Chapter 20, the doors of a room are locked where the disciples were. They are afraid people are going to come and arrest them and kill them. And Jesus disappeared suddenly right in the midst of them. In the Eddie Andresen abduction story, she's in her living room with her family, her children. UFO lands in her backyard. Aliens come right through the door of her kitchen. They don't open it. They come right through it. I have a minister friend who has had visitation experiences in his bedroom, somewhat similar to Whitley Strieber's. He had a being come into his room and then walk right out through his window of his apartment, and he was on the 15th floor. So there are issues of dimensionality, of the different type of physicality that seems to be going on in some of the encounter cases now, and they also seem to be part of the New Testament story in regard to Jesus.
We got more to come with Dr. Downing, with Professor Ecker. No, he's not a professor. He's a professor of something. Someone once called me a professor of ignorance, by the way. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yeah, actually, that was not me. That was Long John Neville. He used to say, "I'm a professor of ignorance." And then the mailman back in Brooklyn, New York, he used to bring my mail when I was 12 years old. And he'd say, "You gotta be a professor." Very bad imitation.
Well, sooner or later, right?
Well, it's getting kind of later.
We all have that anchor we've got to drag around, Gene. I mean, come on.
Well, I've lost some weight in the last few weeks, so maybe my anchor's getting smaller.
Well, tell me your secret.
My secret? Exercise, eating healthy. I work out every day. And one of the motels we stayed in was on the second floor, so we had to go up and down the stairs 50 times a day.
Well, that'll do it.
You see, now we're looking for a new place. I'm starting to think, you know what? Maybe I should look for a second floor. And the reason is, I'm going up and down the stairs all the time.
My wife has me going out almost every day doing a dog duty patrol in the backyard, so I've got that.
I've been doing that for 5 years since we've had Teddy Bear. I am the expert on picking it up and doing it clean and green. No, I have a lavender-scented bag. I don't want to get into this. It gets kind of grisly.
Yeah, well, I've got something called a pooper scoopers.
I'd rather have the bag. Teddy Bags is Teddy Bag. Teddy Bear is asleep now. He's kind of not watching us. Go ahead, Mr. Ricker.
Yeah, so anyway, Dr. Downing, if you had to distill all of this down into one succinct statement, what would that statement be?
The aliens have put us here. They are because of, I think, the Jewish and Christian religions, maybe other religions. There's a book called Alien Identities that deals with Upanishads, Dr. Richard Thompson's the author of that book. He's arguing that Eastern religions were impacted by extraterrestrial contact. I'm in no position to be an authority to deal with what's true and not true and what he's arguing. All I'm saying is I think once you know the aliens are there, once you read some of the abduction stories like the Betty Andreessen story and some of the others, you know we're dealing with a reality that can bring about religious points of view. Even if Betty hadn't started a religious point of view, once she got through that experience, she would have one. And so we've got a reality that is interested in what we're doing, and I think put us here, but I can't prove that. But that's what I believe, and I believe that this reality wants to give us enough freedom so that we take responsibility for our own actions, but not so much freedom we blow ourselves up, which is why some of the UFO stories indicate that the aliens have short-circuited the computers in our nuclear silos and stuff like that. In other words, they've sent message to the military authorities of this world, you're playing with fire there, and we don't want you doing that. Other than that, it appears that they want to give us freedom to make our own choices, even if they're bad. In that sense, they're like extraterrestrial parents, I guess.
As I stated earlier in this show, when I was in college, my major was history. History has always been a topic, a subject that I absolutely love. And with that being said, UFOs are no different. Now, I have been most of the time I've been involved in this subject, examining now and again the ancient mythologies involving visitors coming here from elsewhere. Now, if you look at many of those mythologies, many of them detail, in quite mind-numbing detail, conflicts among these various groupings of gods, so-called gods, which we probably would identify as extraterrestrial. And around the globe, there are areas that at one point suffered massive destruction. One area in northern India, even today, after who knows how many thousands of years, there are detectable levels of radiation. The same in the Middle East, where it appears at some point in the past, a nuclear weapon was dropped. India also a nuclear weapon. Now, what is your take on those stories? Now, granted, like I said, they're mythologies, but there does definitely seem to be physical evidence. Now, something like that kind of bothers me. How about you?
It's mystery. I wouldn't say it bothers me very much. What bothers me now is I think that the what you might call the fire to change our culture in a good way is here if UFO information were released by our government. That's what I think. And I think that the aliens have given our government the ability to lie, the freedom to lie, and if not exposed the lie deliberately. That bothers me. If I were in charge of the aliens, I would say expose the lie and let the earthlings begin to think about what it means that we're here and we're watching. We're not landing and take over. It's not Independence Day again. It's not that kind of a takeover. Rather, we expect responsibility from you. We expect you to run your cultures in a fair and an honest way, and you're not doing it. Don't you think you ought to reform a bit?
I want to ask a question quickly here about the form of ET technology. Now, we're dealing, assuming ET's been here thousands of years, or several races or more, with a highly advanced culture, unless their technological capabilities are stalled, and maybe they're using some other civilization's technology. It almost sounds like Stargate SG-1. we may not even be able to recognize their technology because it's so far ahead of us. Again, it would be like magic. So how would we assume then that what we see as UFOs is the real article and not just either our interpretation because we're trying to interpret what we see that's so alien in a way we can understand, or a show put on for our benefit by them?
Okay, I think that, you know, if you are going to put out a fire, you're a fireman, you usually wear clothes that insulate you some from the heat, you know? I think that whatever the alien reality is, that there is a danger in it. I don't think it's that there's a probably a cultural danger that the Brookings Institute people were right about, if that they can impose themselves on us in such a way that our culture would absolutely collapse. At the same time, I think that, you know, we have tried to improve other cultures ways that we hope have imposed American ways on them too much. But at the same time, you know, we land in Iraq and we land with an army. And so there's a lot of resentment on the part of the people in the Middle East about the way we impose ourselves and our values. I don't blame them for that. So there has to be some type of technique that you can do good for another culture without taking them over. How do you do that?
Ah, yes, the age-old question of nation building, of trying to remake another country into our own image, our own belief of how these things should work. Will we talk more about that? We have the final segment of the show coming up in just a moment with Reverend Dr. Barry Downing. And thank you, by the way, a shout out to Tim Beckley for helping on this episode. Gene, Don, Barry, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Reverend, you were starting on a point there, and then the advertising came in. And by the way, I should tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you won't hear the ads if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go ahead, please.
Right. The technique that was used with the Exodus, a very small group of Jewish people was chosen. They were called God's chosen people, but in any case, they were a demonstration model, okay, so that the human culture as a whole was not taken over by the alien power that brought about the Jewish Exodus. Rather, they used what I call targeted intervention. It's kind of a military strategy. That's what the radical Muslims used in taking out the World Trade Towers. They didn't invade America. They just took out the World Trade Towers, and they've had a huge impact on culture in that way. The Christian story, evangelists were sent out, and the message was, love your enemies, turn the other cheek, return good for evil. Didn't fly all that well back then, but that's the message they gave. And said, this is the message Jesus told us that we should speak. And Jesus was raised from the dead. And when we die, we move on to a world and we will be judged based on Jesus' standards after we die. That's their message. And it flew a long ways. It flew all the way to the 20th century and the 21st. But it's really flopping now. That's what I would say. It's like a fish on the dock, just flopping and not swimming. I think that if UFO information were relieved, yeah, there'd be chaos at first, religious chaos at first. But eventually, I think the biblical story and the biblical ideas of religion and ethics would be rediscovered, and I think we need to rediscover them.
Let's kind of look towards an end game here with our discussion. Now, we've talked before about the possibilities of disclosure and everything again, maybe improving. Reverend, you, of course, have probably heard about the stories in the New York Times, Washington Post, and elsewhere about this Pentagon UFO study.
Yes.
Does that to you indicate any progress? And let me just preface that by saying, I thought in listening to what they said about it, that they lived in a vacuum. The story about it is, oh, finally the government's taking it seriously. They committed $22 million, which is chump change. And they had this study for several years, and then, of course, we have Tom DeLonge's organization where the guy who was in charge of it has gone to work. The question here is that bothers me is if this really is anything meant to indicate progress in disclosure UFO research, why did it exist in a vacuum? as if there was never another UFO study, which, of course, we all know isn't true. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the Tom Long stuff, he contacted people after they kind of got out of whatever business they were in and they knew what was going on. They've said some important things, but not enough to lose their pensions, of course. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, but you see, the way it works now in the government, they may still lose their pensions if somebody decides to investigate them, like 24 hours before they get it?
Maybe. They may be taking risks with their pensions. They may. And that's probably the challenge that many of the scientists that are involved in the UFO stuff are doing. I thought that the fact that the New York Times carried this article and didn't do it tongue-in-cheek was amazing, because I don't think the New York Times has ever carried a serious UFO article, has it? Does anybody know?
Not since at least July of 1952.
Sure. Well, yeah, quite a few years. And the Washington Post is worse, because the Washington Post ran a review of a UFO book. It was the biography of Dr. J. Allen Hynek from, I think, last year. And the article seemed to be pretty straightforward, and then the last paragraph jumps into the little green men junk.
Mm-hmm. So there's a guy who wrote a book called The Missing Times. You're familiar with that?
Oh, yeah. I interviewed him, as a matter of fact. Terry
Hansen.
Boy.
Hansen. Yeah. How's the corruption taking place? Are these people doing it as a sense of duty? You know, are the editors of Time Magazine and the New York Times and the Washington Post, are they saying, we believe the Brookings point of view, that is cultural collapse if we put this stuff out? So they've been complicit in the cover-up, which is what Terry Hansen's argument is, basically, or were they paid off, which is, more the cult of the CIA type point of view, that the CIA hands out money to the media centers and asks for their support. I don't know which way you want to go on it.
You got to go back to January of 53, Doctor. January of 53 was when the Central Intelligence Agency created the Robertson Panel. And that was in lieu of what had happened in July and August of 52. After a week of basically batting the ball about, they came to one conclusion, which I am convinced they implemented, and that was to color the next 50-plus years of public discussion on UFOs. We must ridicule this subject. And ultimately, that is what happened. And you can look at the Post, you can look at the Times, you can look at most other newspapers, and regardless of how important or how many witnesses or the depth of the UFO incident, no one has taken this seriously.
Okay, Thornton Page was one of the ones who was on that CIA commission. And, of course, he and Carl Sagan put together a team that did something called a scientific study of UFOs. And I think that, trying to think, but there were several people that spoke kind of in favor of believing that UFOs are a serious scientific issue. But both Menzel and Sagan argued that UFOs are a religious phenomenon. In our modern times, religion in general has gone downhill, and so aliens are kind of a substitute for angels. That was the argument that Sagan and Menzel both made, that they're UFOs are a modern myth. So part of the question is, not only were the media people compromised, either by the government begging them to keep UFOs quiet for the sake of national security or paying them off, or what about the scientific side of it, too? And in my book, I deal with four people, Thornton Page, Edward Condon, Carl Sagan, and Donald Menzel, who seem to be what I call the UFO debunking team. By the way, speaking of money, we talked about $20 million or so for the Harry Reid study. Wasn't the Condon study funded by $250,000? Isn't that the figure?
It was $500,000.
Oh, a full $500,000.
Reverend, tell our listeners if they want to know more about the things you do. Is there a place they can check you out, a site or something?
What they should do is just Google Reverend Dr. Barry Downing, they will be able to see me both interviewed on some of the YouTube things, but also they'll see several articles that I have published online. And so that's the easiest way to do it. Just Google Reverend Dr. Barry Downing.
Don Ecker, tell us about your stuff.
Dark Matters Radio airs on Friday and Saturday. It begins at 5 o'clock Pacific time on both days, 8 o'clock Eastern. This weekend, we are revisiting the Philip J. Imbrogno story. Well, we're going to take a look at that entire saga.
Thank you, Don. And, of course, you will always hear Don Ecker every so often on the PowerCast. So we're always happy to have him here. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the PowerCast. You can find us on Facebook with PowerCast fan clubs. You can find us, the special version of our show, if you subscribe to the PowerCast Plus, where you get better quality audio for the PowerCast, free of network ads, the After the PowerCast podcasts, videos, other goodies. And it's all available for prices starting at $1.49, which is slightly lower than the Circle K convenience store down the street here. So not as cheap as the free hotel coffee, but...
Gene, it is cheaper than my car payment, so there you go.
Well, I understand you own the car outright, which few of us do anymore.
Yeah, my car is 10 years old, but I'm paying for it, so there you go.
$1.25 a week. Reverend Dr. Barry Downing, thank you for joining us on the PowerCast.
Okay, Gene. Bye, Don.
As always, Doctor, a distinct pleasure.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.